Roland Bradfute was my grandfather. He was Papa to me and all of my siblings and cousins. I know I speak for all of us when I say how proud we feel to be part of this family, simply by genetics. But we all know our Papa's view of family was so much bigger than that. You didn't need Bradfute blood to be a grandchild to him. A son or a daughter, a brother or a sister. He loved you into this family, and we are all so thankful and blessed. I had my last conversation with Papa about 12 hours before he went home with God. The precious few words he said will never leave me. Over the following 24 hours, I took a lot of time alone, wanting God to sear his impression into my heart. Writing does that for me, and I'm honored to share the words God gave me that day. He spoke ill of no man, but was a miner of the best in people. He didn't wear fancy clothes, but carried jokes to spare in his pocket. He didn't drive an impressive car, but he always went the extra mile. He didn't demand an audience, but we all flocked to his open arms, his smile, his laughter. He didn't need to be right. He needed you to feel loved. He didn't spout his wisdom, but honored the thoughts of others. He didn't pick up the stones of judgment. He embraced sinners. He didn't hold a high position. He was a fisherman, a peacekeeper, a fixer, a poet. He didn't have a lot of money. His treasures weren't stored here. He accepted no glory for himself. He humbled himself for the sake of Christ. He didn't seek company with the rich or important, but with the Lord, his family, and the least of these. He didn't strive to lead a movement. He worked to feed sheep. He turned his back on no one, but kept his arms open and lights on. He didn't preach condemnation. He lived forgiveness, mercy, and grace. He didn't draw lines. He built bridges. He may not be famous, but his influence will stretch from generation to generation. And we didn't lose him. I know exactly where he is.